Let's bring in our baseball buddy Buster Olney, who's been in this seat the last couple of days and joins us now on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline with some impressions of what we saw yesterday. And obviously it has to start with the Matt Holliday play, Buster, in L.A. The Cardinals fall down 2-0. Almost everyone I know thought the Cardinals are going to win the National League. Now they're on the verge of being knocked down.
No question about it, because, of course, their big advantage going into the series was the fact that they have strong number one and number two starters in Chris Carpenter and Adam Wainwright, and they go 0-2. And now that they're in this position, Tony La Russa is left with a really difficult decision if the Cardinals are going to dig their way out. Game four starter, is it going to be Carpenter on short rest, which he's never done before? Would it be Wainwright on short rest? You know, they're going to need a lot of help. Now, they are going home, and Joel Piñeiro, who's going to start game three, has had a terrific season. But that game last night, you can just see it on the face of the Cardinals. That absolutely sickened them. And I heard what you guys were saying about, you know, what Wainwright said about the towel waving and, you know, other players coming to Holliday support. I think that's all it is. I don't think they necessarily believe that. You know, they are just trying to support a teammate. And Holliday, by the way, told reporters after the game he just lost the ball in the lights.
As far as from the other side of it, from from the offensive side of it, Albert Pujols is 1-for-6. Where has he been? I know at times they're certainly trying to pitch around him, but hasn't done a whole lot just yet.
That's exactly right. They are trying to pitch around him, and not only are intentionally walking him, but if the count's 3-1, they're not giving him anything to hit. And there were a couple of times yesterday in which he expanded his strike zone. And you talk to advanced scouts, and they say that's one thing. If Albert's not going well, you can frustrate him. In other words, if he's struggling a little bit and he thinks he's going to get a pitch to hit, he'll sometimes expand the strike zone, and that's what it looked like yesterday. I love this time of year because things happen that you don't expect to happen. Before Mark Loretta got that game-winning hit last night, he'd been 0-for-15 against the Cardinals closer, Ryan Franklin. Of course, the Dodgers had never beaten Carpenter in any regular season game, and then they beat him in game one.
Mike and Mike, Buster Olney, the other National League game, a thriller yesterday in Philly, coming down to the final pitches in the final inning, and ultimately the Rockies wind up winning and evening that series at a game apiece. They go to Denver game three tomorrow, theoretically. Now, I want to go through this quickly here with you, Buster, because the weather forecast is brutal for tomorrow night in Denver. You're talking about a chance of snow. You're talking about temperatures that will feel as though they are in the teens. Then it warms up considerably for Sunday and Monday. You just sent me that forecast. What do you think they will do as far as that is concerned? And if they play in the cold, does it favor one team or the other?
That latest forecast that I sent you had snow showers. And, of course, I mean, if Major League Baseball has a window to play the games in much better weather, you wonder if they're going to take that opportunity, you know, if that's something that they'll grab onto. And certainly, you know, the game, what's interesting is, yes, its series is 1-1, but as Rick Sutcliffe, you know, was saying yesterday, I mean, it feels like the Rockies have all the momentum. And in yesterday's game, Phillies manager Charlie Manuel went for the jugular. You know, he tried to win yesterday's game. And in doing so, he used Joe Blanton, a starting pitcher. He used Jay Happ, a starting pitcher. And so as that game's going on yesterday, an executive with a rival team called me and said, who's starting game three for the Rockies? Now, it looks like they're going to bring back Blanton to pitch game three. But, of course, he had to pitch in relief yesterday. It's not an ideal situation for the Phillies right now.
And then the other thing that is certainly getting some attention, and perhaps you can sort of explain it and as best you know it, from the timeline, what exactly happened with Cole Hamels? He comes out of the game, then immediately leaves. His wife is in labor. What happened there?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, his wife had been overdue. He comes out after five innings, and after he's taken out of the game, that's, according to the papers, that's when he was told, by the way, your wife is in labor. He leaves the ballpark. I don't necessarily think the two decisions were related. It wasn't like he left the game because his wife was in labor. I think he left the game because he had been ineffective. You know, four runs in five innings, and he just didn't have the same kind of command that we saw last October.
And in the American League game, the Angels shut out the Red Sox. The only problem for the Angels is when they won game one, they've never gone on to win a postseason series. They've done it three other times and lost all the series. Can it be different this time around? It's a nice performance out of them last night.
Yeah, it can be different. And, you know, it could be different because maybe Josh Beckett this year is not going to be what he is in the past. That's going to be the big question around the Red Sox. It was interesting last night that, you know, the two guys who were going to be the biggest free agents in the offseason had very different nights. On one hand, you had Matt Holliday, who's going to be the biggest free agent position player, dropping the fly ball. And on the flip side, John Lackey, who's headed into free agency. He was tremendous. He's such a gamer. You know, most pitchers, when they get behind in the count, they really struggle. He went 2-0 or 3-1 on 15 batters, and out of those 11, he retired. That was the kind of game that Mike Socha needed out of Lackey right out of the gate.
All right, Buster, not only do I want to thank you for sitting in for the last couple of days when I was out with an illness that most people would be in the hospital for, but I also want to thank you for having my back. When Greeny would try and rip me and say not only does he eat more than me, that he's tougher than I am, you stood up for me and you jumped on him saying how he whines all the time, and you had my back, and I appreciate that very much.
No problem. And you tell me, Golic, how you can both be a hypochondriac and a gamer at the same time, okay?
You know what? I am a dichotomy.
It's in Greeny's world that I can be that.
No, he's talking about me. You're not a hypochondriac. I'm a hypochondriac.
Oh, you're saying you're a gamer.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, right,
a gamer in what?
I thought you were on my side.
Thanks, Buster.
Thank you, Robert. A terrific job the last couple of days by Robert Stanberry, only the third. Buster, you'll be glad to know after you ably sat in this chair the last couple of days for Golic, Nurse Mello was just here and she proclaimed Golic healthy enough to do the program. So we appreciate your contribution, but we did have ESPN, the nurse, here to make sure Golic was okay.
Well, that's a relief. I am curious about when she says low-grade temperature. I mean, I kind of, as the person who said it, I kind of want to hear like 100, 101.
No, it's lower.
Oh, no, it's
way
lower than that.
Way lower.
It's
like
that.
In the 80s.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
It's like in the 80s?
It's like in the 80s.
Don't ever rip a baseball player again.
What are you talking? No, that's now. That's not when I was sick. I was at home when most people would have been in the hospital, Buster. That's all I got to say.
Well, now I have doubts about both of you.
You know what else? You know what else I would have done? I'd have caught the line drive.
Okay, that's right there. He would have caught the ball that Matt Holliday didn't catch in left field yesterday. We had Peter Gammons on an hour ago saying, you know, Holliday is one of these guys that everyone in baseball likes, and he's one of these guys who loves the game. And you know he's going to be sick. What else can you say? I mean, if the Cardinals wind up losing this series in three or four games, you're never going to get over the fact that you dropped that ball.
No, no question about it. I mean, to have victory literally within his grasp and then to have it to fall out like that. And I'm sure Peter mentioned to you, I mean, Matt Holliday, while he's not going to be confused with Willie Mays as a defensive center fielder, he's regarded as a pretty good left fielder. So it was a good player making a mistake, and now it creates a real quandary for Tony La Russa as we go forward, because that advantage in the rotation of having Carpenter and Wainwright going in games one and two, that's gone now. Now, their number three starter, Joel Piñeiro, has been very underrated. He certainly is a terrific pitcher and will give them a great chance to win a game three, but now La Russa is faced with a decision. Do I start Chris Carpenter on 3 days rest, something he's never done before, in game four, or do they go with Kyle Loesch, or do they go with John Smoltz? There are no perfect solutions now in the rotation for St. Louis.
Colorado takes one from Philly, from the Phillies in Philadelphia. They go back to Colorado with the season, with the series evened up at one. How much is weather going to play a part in the series when it's in Colorado?
It could play a huge part. You guys have read the forecast. They're talking about temperatures, you know, 28 to 34 degrees, snow showers. And certainly we've seen in the past, if you're a pitcher who relies on a breaking ball, if you rely on movement, that might create a problem because pitchers have a hard time gripping the ball. Now, it seems like Charlie Manuel's leaning towards starting Joe Blanton in Game 3, despite the fact that Blanton pitched in relief in Game 2. And I can tell you this, I mean, Blanton is regarded as being one of these old-school tough guys who you could, you know, wake him up in the middle of Siberia in December and say, we need you to throw nine, and he would go out there and try to do it. But I don't think there's any question. You know, Rick Sutcliffe was exactly right when he thought that the Phillies almost faced a must-win game in Game 2, and it was the Rockies who won.
Who's going to pitch for the Phillies in Game 3?
I think Joe Blanton is going to pitch for the Phillies in Game 3. You know, his choices are, especially in those conditions, his choices are basically Joe Blanton, assuming that Jay Happ, you know, who took a ball off his leg yesterday, is not going to be available. It's either going to be Joe Bland or Pedro Martinez, and we know that it takes Pedro time to get loosened up, and that's when the temperatures are normal.
Well, that's why I was bringing that up, though. I mean, Pedro Martinez, I don't know. Do you think that if it snows, they're not going to play the game? If it is the real temperature, the note you sent me said the real temperature is the way it's going to feel is that it's going to be 14 degrees at game time. Now, according to that forecast, it's going to be nice on Sunday and nice on Monday. Would they move it just because it's cold?
I think if they knew that they had a clear window, and they had half an excuse, and yeah, I mean, of course, television is going to override everything. If that all would work in, yeah, I think they would.
Fair enough. That to me will be very interesting to see.
American
baseball is not meant to be played in 14-degree temperature.
No, it is not. American League games today, what does Boston need to do? I mean, it's got to come from the pitching to get back into this thing. And then the whole Yankee twin thing, the whole Yankee thing with Molina and Posada, you know, how much is that weighing on the minds of people?
Yeah, for the Red Sox, they have to get, obviously, Josh Beckett, pick him off the mat from yesterday's game. It's pretty clear that the Angels are pretty tired of hearing about the Red Sox jinx. And they had their horse, John Lackey, go out, throw a great game. We'll see if Beckett's up to that. I do think, you know, we talked going into the series about how the running game could be a factor. It's probably going to be more of a factor today with a right-handed Beckett pitching for the Red Sox. And in the Yankee-Twins games, a lot of pressure on A.J. Burnett going into this game. Now, he seems like he's handling it all well. He's very loose. I saw him the other day in the Yankee clubhouse. He seems very comfortable right now. But let's face it, the storylines, if Burnett goes out and has a bad outing, then Joe Girardi, the manager, is going to get second-guessed for putting in Molina and not starting Jorge Posada. It probably has a lot less effect, real effect on Burnett, but it is going to be the storyline. And on the flip side, if you're the Minnesota Twins and you wanted to pick one guy on your staff who's going to take this game, what's basically a must-win game, they got that guy going, Nick Blackburn. He doesn't have plus stuff, but he's a real grinder, a guy who's great when he's pitching behind in the count with runners on base.
An eye on the playoffs ahead and behind, and of course you hear every pitch right here on ESPN Radio tonight. Game 2, Twins-Yankees coverage, 5:30 Eastern Time, followed by Game 2 of the Red Sox and Angels. Buster, thank you as always. We'll see you soon.
See you guys.